May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be ever acceptable in your sight, our Lord, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Canterbury is a welcoming fellowship of faith, building, exploring, and celebrating with food and music. This is our mission statement, but I can summarize Canterbury even further. Canterbury is family. The faces change from week to week and from year to year, but Canterbury has been and always will be family. The mission of Canterbury is accurately described in the words of Isaiah we heard earlier this morning. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather his lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. It is no coincidence that every Wednesday evening we gather for a meal as a family. For 2 hours every week, we forget other obligations and distractions and focus on building a relationship with one another and with God. This approach becomes increasingly important during Advent. As we await the coming of our Lord, we strive to be found by him at peace. This is especially difficult during the Advent season for students like myself who experience heightened levels of apprehension and stress related to the end of semester and final exams. Still, for the last three semesters, Canterbury has chosen the Sunday before finals week to be an appropriate date for Canterbury Sunday. I think this is partly due to the fact that we are all searching for inner peace during this especially stressful time, and Canterbury Sunday fills our hearts with love and strength to tackle whatever life throws our way when we exit these doors. Canterbury Sunday is just one representation of how we operate as a family, and we are happy to share that with you this morning. Every Wednesday, Canterbury provides an avenue for finding peace through either Eucharist or Compline. After a semester abroad, I returned to Canterbury, aching for the familiarity of the liturgy. Just as I was beginning to feel overwhelmed with deadlines for graduate school applications, interviews, and graduation fastly approaching, I found peace and comfort in this particular collect from Compline. Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this life may rest in your eternal changelessness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Life can get crazy, but God reminds us that everything in this world is temporary. The grass withers and the wildflowers fade, but his word is everlasting. I would argue that we find peace through Scripture, even though we often struggle with what God is trying to tell us and how we're supposed to react as Christians. I'm sure you've heard the saying, nothing worth having comes easy. Every Bible study, difficult question, and piece of insight from my peers challenges me to grow closer to God and therefore closer to peace. We find peace through music. We may not be the best singers and musicians, but we are passionate ones. I feel the mood lift in our cottage every time a song is sung. We request songs with excitement in our voices, and tears are often shed at the conclusion of our favorite songs. We find peace in a group mandala coloring session. We find peace through guided meditations. One Canter Bear found peace quite literally when she fell asleep right in the middle of it. We find peace in knowing that we don't have to cook dinner for one night of the week. We find peace as we sit on the porch of a cabin with a cup of coffee in hand, marveling at the beauty of nature. We find peace through laughter and through fellowship. As we await the coming of our Lord, we strive to be found by him without spot or blemish. A few of us have had the opportunity to attend Vocari, a young adult retreat designed to explore our vocation and to listen for God's call for us. A large focus of the weekend was the reconciliation of relationships. Just as people went to John the Baptist to confess their sins and to be baptized by him in the River Jordan, we participated in a reconciliation service and foot washing. First, we were invited to privately confess our sins to God in the presence of a priest. The priest guided us through the reconciliation of a penitent liturgy found in the Book of Common Prayer. The priest then gave us advice and encouragement and assured us that we would be forgiven for our sins. Later, we washed the feet of our fellow pilgrims in an act of humility and spiritual cleansing. This was an especially powerful element of the retreat, as I had never privately confessed before. As you all know, we confess our sins publicly every Sunday in church. While this is a perfectly legitimate form of confession, there is something remarkable about naming your sin aloud before a priest, being forgiven, and feeling a giant load lift from your chest. Even more remarkable is the overwhelming amount of love that takes its place. Finally, as we await the coming of our Lord, we preach the good news, and we find comfort in knowing that our God is patient. He's giving us time to change. He wants us all to know him, to repent, and to be forgiven for our sins. As a campus ministry, we have the opportunity to proclaim his word and share his love every single week. We have the opportunity to expand our family to include anyone and everyone who needs a safe place, a warm meal, or a shoulder to cry on. To the parish, thank you for all that you do to support Canterbury. Thank you for accepting us into your larger church family. And to my fellow Canterbears, thank you for being my family. Thank you for loving me, challenging me, reassuring me, and forgiving me. With that, I'd like to leave you with the following blessing. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your fields, upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.